as the work that you and Dr. Agardi did is, it's unique, and it's not only something that it's you guys have been doing, but it's been passed on, and it's to really rise above your idea of normalcy and being stuck in the mud.
It's empiric, that is, it's measurable. If I can't measure it, I don't want it.
And there are results that can be measured.
Exactly.
Regardi has done it, he's done the results, he's measured the results.
Right.
He's done it. And what have you seen so far with your work?
Well, the students that stuck things out, we've seen major changes in their lives and major changes in how they feel about themselves. And those are measurable and relatively permanent. In other words, they're not just placebo effects, which usually go away within 6 weeks.
Well, the people who are really interested, what do you want them to really get out of it? What did Regardi want?
Inevitably, that's always an unknown, by definition. If you're doing the real work, what you're going to find out, quote, at the end, unquote, is unknowable at the beginning.
There is really no end to it.
Yeah, but there are stages of ends, if you would. And you might say plateaus where you can see more distance and more land and more ocean because you're higher. But how that is for you specifically is an unknowable. For a specific person, that is unknowable. Unless I would see them, and one has to be careful in letting other people know what you see, because that can get your head chopped off. You start on the journey, and there are many places to rest, much like going on a highway, and you may rest here and believe that's the end of the journey and stay there, or you may rest and then move on to the next place and keep on moving until you reach, you might say, a stop that gives you a much broader perspective. But our life is too short to go too far too quickly, so we must start as early as possible. Certain brain cells stop developing and growing at a certain age, and therefore it's much harder to make changes than it was when you were younger. Other brain cells keep on going, and you can make changes with those. But again, I am very empirical. I stick as close to what I can observe as possible, and this is one reason why they say, don't expect to be loved unconditionally by Dr. Hyatt. Although he does love you, but at a distance, a very far distance.
So we're not here to be mushy and lovey. There's enough of that in the world anyways.
You can see how much good it's done.
Yeah, really. Most of it's a joke.